Now, our GeoQuiz today is definitely not kid-friendly. It's all about cigars. The best cigars come from Cuba, at least that's what cigar aficionados say, but it's been illegal to import Cuban cigars from the United States since the 1960s. Browse your local tobacco shop and you'll spot cigars from a lot of other countries, though. Now, we want you to name today two of the most popular countries with cigar lovers. One of them is the largest country in Central America. The other is the second largest country in the Caribbean, second to Cuba. Both places are located just south of the Tropic of Cancer. That's 23 degrees north of the equator, where the sun shines strong and the tobacco grows quite nicely. We'll name the two nations and speak to a cigar expert a little bit later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You remember that terrorism threat from Yemen back in October, the one that involved bombs hidden in parcels headed for Chicago? Well, the threat led to more thorough cargo screening at U.S. airports, and that has led to a crackdown on Cuban cigars. The cigars are illegal to import under the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. Cigar aficionados often get around that by having them shipped in from Europe. But now customs officials at Chicago's O'Hare Airport are checking parcels more closely. Used to be that in a typical two-week period, they'd intercept 2,000 or so illegal Cuban cigars. In the past 2 weeks alone, they've seized more than 100,000. The illegally imported Cuban cigars will be incinerated, and that's a darn shame, says journalist and cigar expert James Suckling.
No, I'm really sad for, cigar smokers. It's Christmas time, and what's better than smoking a great Cuban cigar after your Christmas meal? And now these poor guys... And perhaps women lost their Cuban cigars. What can I say?
Well, do you have any idea how many Cuban cigars come in to the United States illegally every year?
I figure that probably of the 90 million or 100 million cigars that are exported from the island of Cuba, probably Americans account for between 20 million and 40 million of those cigars. Americans love Cuban cigars, even though technically it's illegal for us to buy them and smoke them and certainly import them into the U.S.
But then by what channels primarily are they getting them, if a quarter to a half?
I think that people go to London or Hong Kong, and if you're into cigars, one of the first stops you make is actually to a great cigar shop. You buy a box or you buy five cigars or whatever. You smoke a few while you're there, and you bring them home. And, you put them in your suitcase, and you hope for the best. But it is illegal, so I'm not telling people to do that. So that's what people do. You love cigars.
Well, we talked to a couple of cigar sellers earlier in the day today, and they told us they are thrilled by the tougher rules that are resulting in the confiscation of lots and lots of Cuban cigars. They think, the cigar sellers, that it's going to boost their retail sales.
I'm sorry that some retailers think it's going to be a boom for them, because still, people that are into Cuban cigars, if there's a will, there's a way. So I'm not so sure the U.S. government can completely crack down on that. And they probably have better things to do than go after people for Cuban cigars.
I wonder whether there is anything on the market legally here in the United States right now that can compete with a good Cuban cigar.
Well, absolutely. There's lots of cigars from other countries, primarily Nicaragua and Dominican Republic, that, let's say, are on the same quality level, but they're definitely different style. It's like comparing French wine to, let's say, California wine or Australian wine.
All right. Those two countries, Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, the answers to our GeoQuiz today. Do you know how much a box of Cuban cigars costs?
Let's say a box of handmade Cuban cigars, something like Monte Cristo number 4, can be about $125 to $150 for 25 cigars. And Cohiba could be anything from $500 to $600 a box of 25.
Well, they're saying at O'Hare Airport, Customs says that more than 100,000 Cuban cigars have been seized in the past 2 weeks. I wonder if you had your druthers, what you would do with the 100,000?
Well, 100,000 cigars. Well, I'm not sure I have enough friends in the world to smoke all those at one sitting, but it is the sort of Christmas spirit, so it would be great to to invite everyone that loves Cuban cigars and just have a great evening out and smoke some cigars. But I'm not so sure that Customs is going to do that or let us do that.
All right. You can hope. Journalist James Suckling, who writes about cigars and wine, speaking to us from Bordeaux, France. Thanks very much.
Thank you.